The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode. Today, Monday, 24th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. For today, we listen to verse 9 of chapter Asaf. We learn more about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religion, although those who associate others with Allah dislike it.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It would be of interest to know that the blessed verse, verse 9 of chapter Asaf, is reiterated thrice with minor alterations in the Holy Quran, but it should be borne in mind that such reiteration and emphasis belongs to when the Islamic faith had no totality prevail the Arabian Peninsula, let alone the other regions of the world. The Holy Quran laid great emphasis on the question at the time and made such great prediction. Finally, the Islamic faith prevailed in terms of logic and practical advancement in contrast to other religions. May the enemies retreat from vast regions in the world, substituted them, and it is still spreading in the world.
In 1906, Iran's constitutional revolution made the first dent in the monarchy's power by establishing a parliament, the first event of its kind in Asia. But the system of constitutional monarchy came to an end in 1925 with the dissolution of the Qajar dynasty by a military coup led by Reza Shah Pahlavi. Thus the Pahlavi dynasty began, during which Iran took significant steps towards modernization, but was violated by the government's attempts to militarize and secularize Iran. Strict censorship and state propaganda was imposed, and Reza Shah tried to forcibly eliminate Islamic dress in favor of Western apparel by banning the chador, to which women reacted by staying at home. Then came World War II and the Anglo-Soviet invasion of Iran in 1941. The goal was to ensure supply lines for the Soviets fighting against Axis forces on the Eastern Front, secure Iran's oil fields, and veer Iran away from Germany, fearing the Shah's alleged pro-Berlin sympathies. But in 1951, the struggle over Iran's oil wealth ended with the nationalization of Iran's oil industry under Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. But Western powers were not going to give up their stranglehold over Iran's assets without a fight. In 1953, the U.S. orchestrated a coup. The CIA carried out the covert Ajax operation, bribing politicians, soldiers, mobs and newspapers. As a result, the Shah removed Mossadegh from power, and once again oil began to slip through Iran's fingers. With Britain trying to regain power over Iran's reserves under pro-Western Prime Minister Fazlullah Zahedi. Iran retained only 50% of its oil profits under an international consortium, and Britain got a staggering 40%. Over the next 10 years, clerics continued their opposition against the Shah. One of the most prominent figures was Ayatollah Khomeini, who had no qualms when it came to calling for reform and denouncing the Shah's policies. In 1963, Ayatollah Khomeini made a speech denouncing the Shah, saying if he did not change his ways, the people would soon be glad to see the back of him.
What is the message or messages of the Islamic Revolution in Iran? Undoubtedly, had the Islamic Revolution remained confined to the geographical borders of Iran, it would not have provoked the animosity of the arrogance to the present extent, but the characteristics and messages of Islam do not recognize geographical borders. Hence, the Muslim nations were influenced by the messages of the Islamic Revolution and followed its model, which resulted in an Islamic awakening and dignity of the Muslim across the world. wherever a Muslim took pride in the Islamic revolution, it led to honor and dignity, that he woke up to rise against the oppressions of arrogance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this visual, we shall be talking about the Islamic revolution and its difference with other revolutions, the revolution that happened in Iran. Islam was originally theoretically and over 1400 years had become intrinsic to Iranians. So during the revolution, it was not an imported ideology. And in practice, too, the revolution was not dependent on foreign financial, military, and other aids, and was authentic. Whereas communism had taken from the thoughts of Marxism, originating in Germany, the next characteristic is its legitimacy. The revolution in Iran had legitimacy, meaning it was rightful and timely. It was rightful because it truly derived its goals from the Islamic ideology. The issue is that Muslims or an Islamic society or any action or behavior they want to take must see whether religious law permits them or not. Revolution, which is a collective behavior and endangers lives and property, requires backing and legitimacy. The permission for such a revolutionary act and its compatibility with religious law was issued by the revolution's leadership.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Let's look at some quotes about Islamic Revolution. Muhammad al-Asi, Friday prayers leader at Washington Mosque, believe that Islamic Revolution in Iran not only produced numerous changes inside Iran, but also revived the religious thought at an international level, so that today we have both Muslims and Christian fundamentalists. With the blessings of Islamic Revolution in Iran, Muslim people in Iran and other countries found out that the only solution to all problems at Muslim world is to return to Islam and the Holy Quran's teachings. Again, we look at the achievements of four decades of Islamic Republic of Iran's revolution. Increased role of women is one of them. The massive presence of the people from all walks of life was an obvious characteristic of the Islamic Revolution. However, the role of women has been very significant and effective in this regard. Being wary of humiliation imposed by the regime of Shah, women rush to the field of struggle against the regime once they hear the life-inspiring call of Imam Khomeini. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, women have increasingly taken part in different domains, such as politics, culture, economy, sciences, literature, art, and sport. They have been present in every domain to defend the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic. Women take part in different demonstrations and other social and political events. The best example of a women's responsible presence in the scene was displayed during the 8-year war, which claimed over 7,000 martyrs among women in defense of the country and the Islamic Republic. scores of laws have so far been ratified in the Iranian Majlis or Parliament for supporting the rights of women. Currently, there are nearly 2,000 NGOs which work specially on women's affairs. Nearly half of the university students are women, and the number of female graduates has increased from 6% in pre-revolution era to 48% in after that.
So what kind of personality was he? This is clear evidence to seeing that after all of these years, since 1989 until this day today, we are still remembering the message of Imam Khomeini throughout the world, wherever it may be.
Sheikh Zaydus Salami.
Yes, the challenges still exist. Unfortunately, there are challenges within our very faith. There are people who try to categorize the Shia community based on their loyalty or affiliation to Iran. If someone has a very small hint of respect or reverence to the likes of a Sayyid al-Imam Khomeini, they are labeled straight away as being a Betri or a Bakri or all of these other things that unfortunately you have more local problems with. But the damage is also going to bring about awareness for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, knowing that we revere that hierarchy within our teachings. It is not possible for us to marginalize such a great portion of well-known, well-established, revered, highly respected ulama and maraji' who have that same or maybe even more stronger level of reverence and respect to the likes of Imam Khomeini and also to the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Inshallah, we continue this topic in these days that are the days of the month of Bahman, according to solar calendar. That is the month of the victory of Iran's revolution. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam and congratulations to you all on the decisive victory of Islam over the Israelite seditionists at the historic Battle of Khaybar that was won single-handedly by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Here is what Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, told the Imam while sending him to conquer the impregnable fortress. invite them to Islam and inform them of their duty towards Allah and Islam. By Allah, if He guides one single soul through you to the right way, it would be better for you than to own a huge treasure.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program, which is the program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to explain some of the other beautiful and meaningful hadith from the Hadith of the Holy Prophet Salawatullahi alayhim alayhi ajma alayhi wa ala alihi ajma'in. In this riwayah, in this hadith, the Prophet Salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam addressing Abu Dharr, one of the great companions of the Holy Prophet Salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam, saying that, Ya Abu Dharrin, Ya Abu Dharr, O Abu Dharr, كم من مستقبل يوما لا يستكمله. O Abu Dharr, how many a person there is who has met a day he didn't complete. كم من مستقبل. You know, how many a person there is who has met a day. كم من مستقبل. Met the day. لا يستكمله. And this person didn't complete. It means that maybe at the beginning of the day he died. At the middle of the day he died. At the end of that day he died. He cannot complete one single day. So, وَمُنْتَظِرٍ غَدًا لَا يَبْلُغُهُ. O Abu Dharr, how many, the Prophet says, O Abu Dharr, how many a waiter there is of tomorrow who doesn't find it. There were millions of people who were waiting, what? Were awaiting the next day, the tomorrow, but there were no tomorrow for any of them. They didn't find it. لا يبلغوا. They didn't reach the next day. And that very day, they died. Look. Well, first of all, I think peace and blessings be with Abu Dharr, this great companion of the Holy Prophet, who provided us with this nice and beautiful ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May his soul rest in peace. That what a beautiful hadith. I mentioned some of other hadith of Abu Dharr as well, that he narrated from the Holy Prophet. One of them is this beautiful hadith. Prophet says that, O people, كَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلٍ يَوْمًا لَا يَسْتَكْمِلُهُ. There were many people in the history. They did not complete one single day in their life. It means that you should not be that much proud of yourself. That, okay, I started this day. Today I want a good, such, for example, great jobs. I will have, for example, great incomes, earnings, money, this or earning. No. And nothing is for certain in this world. Nothing is for sure in this world. And then you might not be always 100% sure and certain that you will find the next day. There might be no next day for you. What does it mean? What is the main lesson that we can take from this hadith of the Prophet? Prophet says that right now, this moment that you have, this moment right now, this opportunity, this blessing, let's say, golden chance that you have right now in your hand, take advantage of it. Be careful about it. Make use of it. Utilize it in your life. You know, that is the reason that the Prophet says that you have to be always careful about the blessings you have already with you. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider, these brothers here, and I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein. How are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasser, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. And great, okay. Hassan? How is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine and healthy, energetic, brothers and sisters. Hope you are energetic too. Let's get started our today's class. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 160, Surah?
Al-An'am.
Al-An'am. And what page is that?
150.
All right, which verse?
160.
So guys, let's get started, but are you ready to listen to a recitation?
Yes. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu 'ashru amthaliha wa man jaa bis sayyi'ati fala yujza illa mithlaha wa hum la yuzlamun.
Good job. Nice recitation. So, any participant, any volunteer to recite the ayah once? Huh?
Yes, sir. Can I recite?
Yep, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها
ما شاء الله
ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون
الله الله That's it, yes. Very beautiful. Very beautiful ayah. Look what Allah Almighty says. So, Fawad has something to say. Did you find any mistakes?
Oh, yes, sir.
So, what were the mistakes?
After Sila, wa maunja.
The
both ikhwas.
So, it means he didn't pay attention to the?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. But overall, his recitation was very good. I enjoyed it.
I did ikhfa.
Did you perform ikhfa?
No, he did like wamanja.
No.
I think he applied the ikhfa, but he didn't extend the sound.
Yes, exactly. I applied the ikhfa.
All right. So let's find out where exactly. Maybe the brothers might question us, where is the ikhfa, bro? Okay,
Ali Nasir. Whatever, he did read it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Ali Nasir?
Yeah.
Where is the ikhfa? What are you talking about, actually?
At the first of the verse, we have man jaa.
Man jaa. Okay, yeah. What's that?
So we have noon is sakin.
Noon is sakin. We have noon sakin, okay? Yeah.
The rule of noon sakin, one of the rules for noon sakin is this. When we have the restless of letters,
okay,
like jim, like
jim,
za, like za, ta, like
fa.
Fa, qaf, kaf.
Yeah.
All right.
These words, so we... produce or we hide the sound of noon.
Ah, the noon will be hidden. How yes. do you hide it?
Like manja.
Mm. Manja. Good. So where? What is that extension for?
The nasal sound?
Yeah. What is that for? When you hide the sound,
yes.
Of course. A nasal sound is produced.
Yes.
And also, the rule says it's not only hiding.
Yeah.
But also
extending.
Extension as well has to be there.
I said he read it
two
wrong.
Counts.
That's why Hussein's mistake was this exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. So, man jaa. How do you read it?
Man jaa.
Manja, extend it.
Manja.
Extend it. To what? Learn it. No, two counts.
How many counts?
Two counts, yeah? All right.
Yes.
Yeah, the rule says two counts and a ghunna sound or nasal sound, so hidden sound.
Yes.
These three, all these three. Yeah.
At the end, I did ikhfa, but it was not correct.
Yeah, you hide it, but you hide it, keep it, okay? Nobody has to see for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay? You just, look, he hides this way. Hides, takes out. Hides, takes out. When you hide something, hide it. Okay? So, two counts. مَنْجَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا
MashaAllah.
Alright?
Yeah.
That's it. So, did he have any other mistakes? That was the only one?
I can say more, but...
Yep. Say it. He does not get mad at you, okay?
No.
Yeah. Go on.
Get mad.
So no, maybe get these mad. Mistakes can okay. be like...
steps to perfection,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, these mistakes are our steps to perfection.
But mistakes should yes. be mistakes.
Yeah. Mistakes, like when you want to get to success, okay? When you want to achieve success, you must fail. Otherwise, the success will not be enjoyable for you.
Yes.
Okay? Mistakes are parts of success. Steps to success, okay? But in case when you know you have made a mistake, you have to? You have to?
Correct it.
Correct it. Fix it. Yes,
sir. There's a saying, a boy asked his father, how do you take right decisions? He said, with experience. He said, my mother always tells me to not make mistakes. Then the boy asked his father,
okay,
how did you get the experience? He said, by making mistakes.
Then
the boy confronted her mother, his mother.
And he said, why are you saying that I shouldn't make a mistake?
Yes.
I'm just experiencing, huh?
And the boy used that as an excuse and continued making mistakes.
Did he learn at the end or no?
No.
Bro, there is a theme of this.
Yes.
No theme.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. So yeah, mistakes are part, but it doesn't mean that you have to intentionally make mistake. Because you don't have to make it intentionally, okay? As you're experiencing, as you're working, okay, you might fail, you might make a mistake, not intentionally, okay, accidentally. So as you make mistakes, you have to
fix it,
learn and fix it, and learn from it, take lessons, okay, and to not do them again.
Yep.
That means success. You've improved. Okay, here, alhamdulillah, Hussein learned it. He will never make a mistake on ikhfa. He does hide it. He does produce a nasal sound, but
less.
He
for
does
a short
not.
Time.
He does not extend the sound.
Yes.
Two counts. Manja, manja. Usually in ikhfa idgham, okay, idgham with ghunna.
Yes.
The reciters, they beautify their voice as well. They vibrate their voice. Manja, manja. It's two count, but they extend it for more in recitation, okay? Usually in tajweed, okay?
So no problem.
No. Okay? Manja. And usually on mad letters also. Mad
yes.
letters.
Yes.
Sahab. Sahab. Two counts. Sahab. They extend it.
Mm-hmm.
والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. It's حساب. Two counts, but they extend it. Okay? Inshallah, in recitation, I mean in صوت and لحن of the Quran Kareem. صوت and لحن, okay? صوت and لحن, you will, the vocals. Okay? The vocals, you will learn
yes.
them. So, one of the important rules we mentioned is
ikhfa.
Ikhfa, which means
hiding the sound.
Hiding the sound.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
We have, overall, we have how many rules for the Noon Sakin?
Four.
Four. And Tanween, also the same rules, yes?
Yes, four.
Yeah, four. So Nun Sakin and Tanween. What are the rules?
Yes. Ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
Iqlab.
Iqlab.
Idgham.
Idgham. Idgham.
Idgham,
yes.
yes.
And?
And one of the rules I forget.
Who remembers?
Idhar.
Idhar. So, ikhfa means?
Hiding
the letter.
And I also extend.
Yeah, hiding the letter, no. We don't hide the letter. We hide
sound.
The sound of it.
Yes.
Hide the sound, okay? Hide the sound of Tanween, which has a N sound. N, hide it. Noon sound. N,
yes.
Ikhfa discard. Hide it.
Yeah.
Okay? Next one, Idhar means?
No change.
No changes. Just clearly read it. N, N, min, n. Min indillahi, min ain, min ain, min afternoon ain. Okay?
Third letters.
Next one, idgham. Idgham means?
Merging.
Merging. Min rabbikum?
Mir rabbikum.
Mir rabbikum. And the last one?
Iqlaq.
Min ba'di?
Min
ba'di. Min ba'di. Iqlab means change the sound of nun.
Yes.
To?
Half meme.
Half meme.
Or a hidden?
Meme sound.
Hidden meme sound. Good job. So it depends on the letters, okay? We've mentioned in our previous sessions. You can go to the Tajweed books or search, Google it.
Yes.
Okay, the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakin. What letters come? Six letters. If they come after Nun Sakin or Tanween, like Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun, we apply the rule?
Idgham.
Idgham. Six letters, Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. We apply the rule?
Idhar.
One letter, the letter Ba. We apply the rule?
Iqlab.
And the last, the rest of the letters, you apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
Good job. So here, manja. It's from the rest of the letters. You apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
Manja'a bilhasana. Can you talk about the hamza here?
Yes.
Okay, before we talk about the hamza, wait. Let me see what Allah Almighty says here. Man ja'a bil hasana, whoever comes, whoever brings virtue, or whoever brings a good deed, Allah Almighty says. Whoever brings a good deed in the Day of Judgment, okay? The Day of Judgment for sure will happen, takes place, okay? So whoever from the dunya, whoever brings
good deeds.
One good deed. Yeah. Al-hasanata.
What? How does it mean, one good deed?
One good deed. Allah Almighty does not say that bring all the good deeds. Allah Almighty says, even you bring one deed, okay? Whoever brings one deed, one correct deed, good deed to the...
How do you bring it?
Judgment court of Allah Almighty, what? How do
it
you bring?
You have done.
It means, look, it's our deeds are with us everywhere we go. Okay? Whoever have done
good
deed, one good deed good one. And have it till the Day of Judgment. Why? Look, because sometimes we do good deeds, but we
lose.
We destroy it.
Yes. Yes. We do, for example, a sin.
Yeah.
For example, backbiting.
Backbiting.
Your good deeds goes to the person.
Yeah, mashallah. Yeah. So good deeds can be vanished. Yes. And also sins, okay? If somebody commits sin, you can replace them with?
Yes. Good with deeds. A good deed.
Innal hasanat. Good deeds. For sure. Yudhibna sayyat. Wash away the bad deeds.
Bad deeds.
So, man jaa. We've finished the ikhfarul. Falahu. The mad jaa. Is it wajib?
Yes.
It's wajib to extend. For how many camels?
Six.
Good job. Falahu ashru amthaliha. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجَزَى
قَلْقَلَ
إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. One last rule Hassan will tell us, and that will be all. We will practice the recitation. Hassan, صِلَة we have on the top of أَمْثَالِهَا. What is it? What does it say?
It says that it's better to continue here.
It's a stopping sign then.
Yes.
Can but I make a pause here?
Yes, you can make a pause.
But it's better to?
Continue.
Good job. Thank you so much. So, I will recite it. That should be the last part of our class. Make sure you listen and repeat, brothers and sisters. Let's practice. Ready, guys?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها.
ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.
ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless, Alcamp Riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدْ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعْدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. May Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. May Allah distance from His mercy the product of Marjana, and may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd, and may Allah distance from His mercy Shimr. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. And may Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, their reins, and took off to combat with you. In the previous years, brothers and sisters, we have explained up to this part, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ. Shimr ibn Dhil Jawshan is reported to have severed the blessed head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala in order to attain reward from Yazid. History tells us that in the beginning he fought in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin. But later he got deviated. He united with the renegades, with Khawarij. Since then, he always had hatred against the progeny of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that's why he did such horrible action. His father was said to be Aus ibn A'war, who received his armor from Khosrow of Persia, and after wearing it, acquired the name Dhiljawshan. So that's why Shimr was called Shimr, the son of Dhiljawshan, the possessor of the armor. He was among the Arab polytheists of Hijaz who did not accept the message of the Holy Prophet ﷺ till the victory of Mecca. We read in history books that on the day of Ashura, Shimr was heavily intoxicated with the love of the world. When Umar ibn Sa'd asked his soldiers to behead Imam Hussein ﷺ, it is narrated that none was able to do it save Shimr. So he announced himself as the one who is ready to do this.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is: do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, historical records tell us that Umar ibn Sa'd shouted, "Who will bring for me his head so he would have what he would relish?" Shimr said, O Amir. Umar ibn Sa'd said, hurry up and you will have the greatest reward. Thereupon, Shimr approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was in this state of unconsciousness. He drew near to him, sat on his chest, feeling the weight on him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam looked up at him and said, woe be unto you. Who are you? For indeed, you have ascended an exalted peak. Shimr said, it is me, it is Shimr. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, woe be unto you. Who am I? He said, you are Hussein ibn Ali, the son of Fatima al-Zahra, and your grandfather is Muhammad, the chosen one. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, if you know that this is my lineage and root, then why are you killing me? Shimr said, if I don't kill you, then who will take the reward from Yazid? Who will take the reward from Umar ibn Sa'd? Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, which one is more lovable to you? Reward from Yazid or the intercession of my grandfather, the apostle of the Almighty Allah? Shimr said, only one portion, only a small point of the reward is more lovable to me than you and your grandfather. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, if you insist on killing me, then at least give me a sip of water. And Shimr said, never by Allah. You will not taste a drop of water till you taste death in the state of continual agony. Imam Hussein said, woe be unto you. Unveil for me your face and stomach. Shimr, in this part, unveils his face and stomach, and he appears spotted and leprous. resembling dogs and pigs. And Imam Hussein says, my grandfather was right in what he said. Shimr, astonished, says, what did your grandfather say? Imam Hussein says, addressing my father, he said, O Ali, a leprous and spotted person who most resembles dogs and pigs will kill this son of yours. This made Shimr furious, and he said, you liken me with dogs and pigs? By Allah, I will slaughter you from the back of your neck. So he turned Imam Hussein alayhi salam's face, and he did what he did. So that's why we said that this Shimr was intoxicated with the love of the world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. We have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sayyid Zain, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an interesting topic. We know that in Islam, and according to Islamic teachings, the good doers will go to the heavens, to the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an authentic and certain promise given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those who abstain from evil actions and do righteous actions will